One question you're asking, which is a very good question, is why are so many Christians so stupid? I mean, let me tell you, I feel as badly about what they did as you do. I mean, I think, how stupid is that? I mean, but I see people hanging signs around them that say John 3:16 that are doing stupid stuff. I see people all the time in the name of Christianity doing stupid stuff. And you haven't been here the other weeks, I don't think, have you? And I don't know how much you would go back and listen, but I don't want to repeat too much with the people that have been here. But it is worth just the little cookie illustration. Let me just kind of to help you understand what we're saying is the Christians can be so intolerant of other people that their way is the only way. One of the questions that we had in John was from John 14:6, and that text. The question in our thing was, I think it was number 23. In Jesus' view, is there any other way than believing and following him in order for a person to find God? John 14:6. Well, that's the question that says, or the text, it's Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. Now, the whole premise of an investigative forum is to find out, do we think Jesus is who he claimed to be? And my goal is not to tell them, people, he is who he claimed to be, and you better believe that. But at the same time, I want to give the things that that Christianity does teach, so I'm representing Christianity appropriately, or Jesus appropriately. Jesus claimed to be God. That's why you've got several questions that if we went through these questions right now, you'd see twice at least on one of the sections that he claimed to be God. And then he said, I am the way, the truth, and life. No one comes to the Father but through me. So he became very exclusive in that sense. But for Christians, Christians can be stupid without being intolerant. And I would say the criticism to them should not be, how can you say that? You should never say that. It should be saying, no, you should be saying that, but you are dead out wrong. There are many other ways to God, if you believe there are. There should be the argument. But it's like the cookies, and I won't use the whole illustration, but if the cookies were sent to you and you overheard the statement from the going to the bathroom that your waiter was talked to by a cook and said, I'm going to kill Randy. I'm there with you, and I'm going to kill Randy. I hate him, and you know, I'm going to put some cyanide and pulls out a little tube, and you see that. That person comes and sits down with me, and sure enough, 20 minutes later, here come cookies that are delivered as a gift. It's what you heard. And all of a sudden I say, I love these cookies. Thank you. And I grab a cookie and that person says, no, don't eat it. Well, no, why are you telling me not to eat a cookie? If I want a cookie, I can eat a cookie. And I grab that cookie and I start grabbing the cookie. And I've always asked when I've talked to people, I said, what should I do if it's flipped around and you're the one about to eat the cookie, and I heard the story, and I believe, rightly or wrongly, that this is going to kill you. I should grab your hand and stop you. And that's what they always say, grab my hand. Don't let me eat that cookie. And I said, why is that not intolerant? It's not intolerant. But maybe it really wasn't cyanide. Maybe it was a joke. Maybe it was watercolor. I mean, some kind of food coloring. You know, maybe I missed the whole thing. But if I'm thinking it's going to kill somebody, it's nothing but love to take a risk of relationship and criticism to grab the hand. And it's to say, no, Jesus is the only way. This is the claim of Jesus. And I think to fairly represent Jesus is to say this is what he said or this is not what he said. He said he's the only way. He, I believe, is God. Therefore, I'm going to say he's the only way. Am I wrong? Maybe I'm wrong. But I'm not intolerant because I'm telling people he's the only way. That's not an unloving thing. It actually is just the opposite. It's very loving because I'm concerned for people. But these people, I know I meet them all the time, and I represent them by the name. I tell people I'm a pastor, and I see people roll their eyes. And like a used car salesman, got a bad image, you know, because of some things that some bad car salesmen do.